Hello and welcome back to Kenny the Sports Guy. I'm your host Kenny Severo, and today I want to do a special Halloween episode that deals with sports. In this scary episode, I will be focusing on the top 10 scariest places / situations in sports. Now, this list will contain cursed places and certain situations that is happening in sports, and some of them will be scary, so viewer discretion is advised. I am on Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. All my episodes are available now. Let's get to it. Halloween might be the best sports month of the year. The NBA and NHL opened their seasons. NFL is in full swing, and the two best teams in MLB battle out for the championship in the World Series. Well, at least it was like that until this year when everything just gone to hell due to the coronavirus pandemic. But at least Halloween is somewhat saved. The month wraps up with Halloween, and that got me thinking. What is the most scariest place / situations you can be in sports? Step into my list if you dare. Number one on my list is the Atlanta sports curse. The Atlanta sports scene has a chance to do something special. Build a potential dynasty in their city. Teams like the Atlanta Braves and the Atlanta Falcons have the talent to do it with players such as Julio Jones, Matt Ryan, Ronald Acuña Jr., and others. However, a curse fell upon those two teams. The choking curse. The Falcons got the worst of the curse as they blew a 28-3 lead in Super Bowl 51. To make things worse, this season the Falcons blew double-digit leads against the Cowboys and Bears in back-to-back weeks. Wow. Talk about choking. As for the Browns, they suffered the same fate as they blew a 3-1 series lead to the Los Angeles Dodgers in this year's NLCS. To me, this is worse than being chased by Jason and Freddy Krueger and Michael Myers combined. Number two on my list, giving Tom Brady the ball for a final drive. Tom Brady is for sure a fire Hall of Famer and has broken many passing records. However, one thing opposing defenses will fear against Brady, giving him clock. Brady has a tendency of making comebacks in big games. Just ask the Rams, Panthers, Falcons, and other teams Brady has faced in the Super Bowl. I'm telling you, it's scary to face that guy when it's 2 minutes left in Super Bowl 60 and he's leading the drive. Number three on my list is the Minnesota Twins and their winless playoff streak. The Twins have done a great job building their team from within and signing major free agents at bargain prices. However, they are a franchise that are cursed. The Twins got swept by a Houston Astros team that finished below 500 in the AL Wildcard Series. Currently, the Twins have an 18-game playoff losing streak. Now, to be fair, most of those losses were against the New York Yankees. But still, it's the longest postseason losing streak in the history of North American pro sports. Is this a choking curse, or are the Twins not ready for primetime? In any case, this is horrifying for Twins fans. Number four on the list is the New York Knicks, the curse of James Dolan. This potential curse got started in 1999 when a strapping young man by the name of James Dolan took over as the owner from the up-and-coming New York Knicks. 20-plus years later, the Knicks are in hell, with no sense of direction or vision for the future. MSG started to become a house of horrors for fans wanting to attend Knicks games. $200 down the drain. No free agent wants to sign with the team, insisting on opting to sign with their crosstown rivals, the Brooklyn Nets. Spooky. And number six, being a rogue QB in Seattle. CenturyLink Field is one of the loudest stadiums in the world, and playing there is like playing against two opponents, the crowd and the Seahawks. Although the Legion of Boom has changed over the years, and Russell Wilson is still throwing the football, win or lose, the 12th men and women in Seattle bring their A game every week, making a trip to Seattle a daunting trip as a trip to Camp Crystal Lake. Number six on the list, Clayton Kershaw's playoff stats. Los Angeles Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw could be a Hall of Famer one day, but his playoff stats tell another story. Currently, he has a playoff record of 11-12 with a 4.31 ERA. He allows more runs, hits, walks, and home runs in the playoffs than in the regular season. Even more scary, when the Dodgers are facing elimination, Kershaw has an atrocious 5.77 ERA in elimination games, second highest in MLB history. Scary. Coming in at number 7 on my list, plastic tables at a Buffalo Bills tailgate. The Bills Mafia has the craziest fans around, but when it comes to tailgating, nobody has them beat. To pour victim out of all this foolishness, plastic tables. You see, the Bills Mafia like to channel their inner Dudley boys and powerbomb each other through tables. Not the scariest thing on this list, but the most craziest. Coming in at number 8, the Milwaukee Brewers and the Pfister Hotel. MLB players stay at the fanciest hotels when they have a series on the road. However, they steer clear of the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee. According to players like Bryce Harper, Pablo Sandoval, Michael Young, and others, have had experiences with the paranormal. Most recently in 2018, when the St. Louis Cardinals were in town. Then Cardinals outfielder Marcell Ozuna and Cardinals pitcher Carlos Martinez both claimed to have seen a ghost in their hotel rooms. Is it the paranormal? Is it nerves? Who knows, but it was a scary situation. Coming in at number 9 on this list, the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Skirvin Hilton Hotel. Like the Brewers before them, NBA's Oklahoma City Thunder had a sixth man that remains unseen. Whenever the team goes into Oklahoma City for a game, they usually stay at the 103-year-old Skirvin Hilton Hotel. That's where they will meet Effie. Unlike the Knicks, Effie can play wicked defense and haunt the Thunder's opponents. Legend has it that Effie had an affair with the hotel's widowed owner and became pregnant. Angry, the hotel owner had her locked inside of a hotel room on the upper floor. At some point, Effie went crazy, grabbed her child and jumped, killing herself and the child. In the past few seasons, teams like the Knicks, Bulls, and Suns claimed to have a run-in with Effie. Creepy. And finally, number 10 on my list, the 2020 Dallas Cowboys defense. To put it simply, the Cowboys defense are scary to watch. And not in a good way. Well, folks, that is my time. Do you agree with my list? If you do, /don't, contact me on my social media pages. On Twitter, @Kenny_sports. And on Instagram, @KennySportsCon. Until the next episode, see ya.